Joining us now in the studio are Kristen Blomberg of Cook County Public Health and Human Services and Emily Marshall of the Cook County YMCA. They're collaborating on addressing local child care needs. Welcome to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
How did the issue of child care come to your attention? What needs have you heard from the county's perspective?
Well, I took over as child care licensor last fall and have continually heard of a dire need for more child care in the county. I think there's been a lot of babies born recently in the last couple of years, a lot of young families moving into the county, and it's just a continual need for which we don't have adequate number of providers right now.
Many households, it seems like, are two-earner households up here, and I'm really aware of how difficult it is for people to find daycare.
Yep, absolutely, especially with our tourist-based economy, different varying schedules, very much a problem that we need to try to solve.
We are a three-shift county, definitely, with the tourist situation, huh? Yeah. Now, tell us about this survey that you've developed to learn more about what needs are.
Sure, I can speak on that. Recently, the Early Childhood Strategic Planning Group got together and came up with some questions that we'd like to learn more about this child care needs across the county. We just developed a survey. I think yesterday was the first day that it actually got posted. Right now, it's just available on the Y website and the Y Facebook page, but we plan on sharing this all across the county. Lots of agencies that serve families, so things like WIC, ECFE, Community Ed. It'll be coming out in a variety of different ways online, and we prefer that people do the online tool. It's a SurveyMonkey assessment, and it's only 10 questions. It shouldn't take too long, but we also will have some paper copies available in case people don't have access to internet or online. We're looking at hopefully getting all of the results turned in by June 15th, and at that point we will compile all of the results and share our findings with the community and discuss a little bit about our response to that.
Now, how do people access the link if they want to do it online?
There is a hyperlink right on the Y website and the Y Facebook page right now. But again, keep an eye out. It'll be all spattered across the county in lots of different ways in all types of family and youth serving agencies.
Okay. Well, people really need to fill out that survey then if they have an interest in this.
Yes, yes.
So besides the survey, can people contact you with other issues, other ideas about needs?
Absolutely. I can be contacted at the courthouse. My number is 387-3604. If you have questions about licensing, if you're interested in becoming what we call a legally unlicensed child care provider, which would be that you would be taking care of either your own children, related children, and or the children of another unrelated family, one family. So that's something that's doable, and I know people get creative with asking neighbors and friends to care for children, especially people with part-time schedules who just need a couple days here and there. Speaking of a couple days here and there, we have a really exciting thing that Emily is putting together, a pilot project for daycare at the Y starting this summer.
Sure. This summer, starting the week of June 9th, we have our Busy Bees summer program, which is 2.5 days of child care run through the Y. It's for ages 6 months to 36 months. We are currently working through this community needs assessment that we're doing, budgeting, staff development, licensing requirements, things like that. So this would be a non-licensed or exempt from licensing, like Kristen was mentioning earlier, but it'll be offered on Tuesday AMs, 7 a.m. to noon, and then Wednesday and Thursday, kind of an all-day thing. We'll use a creative curriculum, focus on the whole child, social, emotional, physical, cognitive development, and it'll be a really exciting option for families. We are asking that families make the commitment for the summer as opposed to just drop-in days. Relationships are really important in early childhood, and we want to have a core group of children this summer. So people can start registering that. We're just taking a small group of kids just since this is a trial. So registration actually opens tomorrow, May 15th. It'll be available online, or they can stop in and do it in person. But spots will probably fill up quickly for this, we're thinking. So 6 to 36 months. There are some options for older students or older youth if they're interested in kinder camp or any of the summer kids camp programming that we're doing in collaboration with Community Ed. Those programs open tomorrow as well.
All right. We're speaking with Kristen Blomberg from Public Health and Human Services and Emily Marshall from the YMCA. They're looking for your input on child care needs in Cook County. Anything else you'd like to add, Kristen?
No, I just look forward to working with anybody that's interested in becoming licensed. The process is not too intimidating. I would, do a home inspection. You need to have a physical exam. You need to have some training, first aid, CPR. And so if you have an interest and a love for caring for children, it's a great need in our community. And please give me a call.
All right, Emily.
I just echo that, and we're really excited to meet the young children of our community and help support their families in any way we can.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Mark.